Welcome to another episode of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series brought to you by RamFit Athleisure. My name is Rob James. I'm the host of the series. I'm also the CTO and founder of RamFit Athleisure. Menswear for mission-driven masculine men. We're a constant reminder of how far you've come and that giving up, giving in and taking a backward step is never an option. Now that should be your mindset when you're out there chasing after your own hopes, dreams, goals and ambitions, because it's on you to make shit happen and it's on you to get shit done. Nobody cares because they're all too busy being the hero in their own story, and it's time for you to do the same. So silence your inner critic, think big, take massive action and go out there and start living your best life because you're running out of tomorrows. In today's episode, I want to talk about why it's important that we stop watching the 6 o'clock news. Now, it may seem like a pretty harmless thing to do, but the truth is the purpose of the 6 o'clock news is to program and condition the minds of the people who are watching it. Plain and simple. And it's owned by, you know, it's state owned, so it's controlled by the government, and all they want to do is push propaganda. So the truth is you've got to look at the news and say to yourself, how much of this is true? Because, you know, it's probably 1% of it is actually factual or true, or it actually happened. So you got to take a look at it and go, why are they putting this shit on TV? Because the truth is, you have a look around, there's a cost of living crisis, there's a youth crime epidemic, I think the word is. You know, there's so many things that are going on in modern day society, but they push things that don't even matter. And there's a reason they do it, because as I said earlier, that it's owned by the government, it's controlled by the government. So all you have to do is look at the word government itself and it will tell you everything you need to know. So the word government is made up of two Latin words. And the first one is govern and the second one is ment. So the first word, govern, means to control or restrict. And the second word, ment, means mind. That's why it's called mental. You know, it's to do with the mind. So government literally means to control the mind or control the minds of the people. So they're there to offer hope of a better future that never arrives, and we keep falling for it, right? So the best thing we can do is stop watching the 6 o'clock news and start taking full control of our own mind and start directing our energy into positive endeavors and worthwhile endeavors, things that really matter. Now, the problem is there's a lot of men in modern day society, and I would say there's a lot of women as well, who don't live with definiteness of purpose. And I know I come across a lot of men who live like this, and I talk to them. And there's a lot of men out there who come to me for advice. And when I talk to them, they're like, I'm like, you know, what's your purpose? Do you have meaning? What's your purpose and meaning? And they can't answer it. And I say to them, well, you've got to find purpose and meaning. That's your job as a human, is to find purpose and meaning and give it away and help other people thrive. That's what we're meant to do in modern day society as men. But not many men know their purpose, and they don't know what they're meant to be doing. They have no meaning to their life. And that's why they sit around watching the 6 o'clock news being programmed. And then the problem is we drift from one distraction to the next, and then we wonder why we're miserable. We dabble in every new flavor of the month, and it's all encouraged by the government and mainstream media. So the best thing that we can do is start living with definiteness of purpose. And I've said this many times in this podcast series, and take a look at what we should be really doing and what we should be directing our energy into. And I can guarantee you this much, it's not sitting around watching the 6 o'clock news. You're being programmed, you're being conditioned with propaganda that is designed to make you drift and keep you distracted. So sitting around watching TV is the worst thing you can possibly do. Your job is to find purpose and meaning and to understand why you're here. And if you want to know how to connect and live with purpose and meaning and live with definiteness of purpose, have a look at the things that you were interested in before the world told you who you should be. And what I mean by that is things that you enjoyed doing as a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult before you got married, and then you started directing your energies into, you know, raising a family, get a better job, get a promotion, live from paycheck to paycheck, build other people's dreams, because that is not living. And that's what we're encouraged to do. So your job is to start taking control of your own mind and start living with definiteness of purpose. And I keep saying it because it needs to be sinking into a lot of people out there who just keep distracting and drifting. They're distracted, but they keep drifting from one distraction to the next, dabbling in everything. and they dabble because that's what the 6 o'clock news is doing. It's making you direct your energy into things that don't matter. And if you go back over the last 12 to 18 months, you've got the Matildas, who are a female soccer team in Australia. The truth is nobody gave a fuck about them 18 months ago. But all of a sudden, it's this equality and inclusion narrative that's being pushed around. And it's bullshit because equality is designed to neutralize those that excel or numb and dumb down those people that excel and elevate the less skilled and the people who have checked out, the quitters, the victims. That's what the equality narrative is all about. It's to put everybody on an equal playing field when it's not meant to be like that. We're not meant to be neutralized. Our unique ability to do what we do is not meant to be neutralized. So that's what the government is pushing. They're trying to neutralize your greatness and put you on the level with other victims. Well, not other victims, but victims who are out there waiting for somebody to come and save them. They're too lazy to take ownership, accountability, and responsibility and live up to their true and fullest potential like you are. So it should be a great fucking insult that the government is pushing this equality narrative in the first place. If somebody doesn't have the courage, drive, and determination to do what you do, that's not your problem. That's their problem. They're too fucking lazy to do anything about it. So it's not your job to pick them up. Your job is to make sure that you're living up to your true and fullest potential and, sure, helping other people. That's what being of service in your community is all about. And if you're not doing that, there's something wrong. But you shouldn't be looking after victims, people who are waiting for somebody to come and save them. That's not your job. But that's the current narrative that's being pushed, equality. And this inclusion rubbish, you know, if you want to be strong, include yourself into it. Pick yourself up. Start training in a combat art. Start going to the gym. You know, start marathon running. Do something that's going to help you live up to your true and fullest potential, that's going to help your mindset, that's going to adjust your attitude, that's going to make you a winner in life. So our job is not to be waiting around for people who have checked out of life. Life is too hard anyway. It's too hard for us. So as I said earlier, and I keep saying it, it's your job to take full control of your own mind and start directing your energy into things that really matter and stop sitting around watching the 6 o'clock news, believing everything that the government's pushing, believing everything that the mainstream media is pushing, because it's no good for you. It's not good for your mental health. It keeps you in a constant state of fear and anxiety. And that's not what we're here to be doing. And that's not how we're meant to live. We're here to live up to our true and fullest potential as masculine omegas in modern day society. Anyway, guys, please start living with definiteness of purpose and you know, dig a little bit deeper and start enjoying the path of personal growth, because it will help you level up and it will make you stronger. Don't wait for people to come and save you, because nobody cares. They're all too busy saving themselves. And that's what you've got to be doing, and start furthering your own cause, creating your own wave and forging your own path. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It is a bit of a rant, but it's got to be said. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there who just don't care, and they keep watching the bullshit on the 6 o'clock news, and it's got to stop. You know, it really has to. And we've got to set a good example for our kids and for other people in modern day society that this, you know, watching the news is just going to keep you numb, dumb, docile, and deeply unconscious. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I'll look forward to checking in with you next time on the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series, brought to you by RamFit Athleisure. Keep winning, and I'll check in with you soon. Cheers.